In this video, I'm going to go over things in Pokemon that were banned from competitive play, or notable Pokemon that were really good. Some of these are actual Pokemon, some of these are just things related to Pokemon. So let's begin. Blaziken. Before it got Speed Boost in Gen 5, Blaziken was just a worse Infernape. After getting Speed Boost though, it became one of the scariest sweepers in the game. Combination of Speed Boost and Sword Dance allowed it to outspeed almost everything, and one-shot almost everything. Focus Sash ensured it would get a Speed Boost off, as well as either a Sword Dance or an attack, or it could run Life Orb to ensure everything died. Overall, Blaziken was a scary mon back in the day. Greninja. Its hidden ability Protean was one of the best abilities in the game. It changed Greninja's type depending on the move it used, meaning that it not only had Stab on every single hit, it was also able to manipulate its type depending on the opponent it plays. Don't want to get hit by a fighting attack? Shadow Sneak. Doesn't have a type that does well against the opponent? U-turn out. 122 speed was also one of the best speed stats in the game. It was eventually unbanned after Gen 6, but is still today an amazing mon. Aegislash. The combination of King's Shield with high defenses, where Aegislash can pretty much survive any hit, while being able to switch into extremely high offenses, and being able to kill anything at once, either physically or specially, I'm sure you can see why that's very busted. It's pretty much something no other Pokemon has. Dracovish. This Pokemon is pretty much meh on paper, but if you don't know what it can do, prepare yourself. Basically, if this Pokemon moves first, you die. It has a move called Fissious Rend that's already a strong water-type move, where its power doubles if Dracovish moves first. To top that off, it has the ability Strong Jaw that also powers up Fissious Rend by 50%. Add on a Choice Band for another 50%, or a Choice Scarf to ensure it moves first. And you have a Pokemon that can one-shot even the bulkiest of Pokemon, even if it resists you. Kinda busted. Zacian. Most legendaries are instantly banned, but Zacian gets his own shout-out, being the most broken Pokemon in Sword and Shield, with the best typing in the game. So broken that it was banned from the Uber tier, going into Anything Goes, with the likes of Mega Rayquaza. Basically, this Pokemon has perfect stats, typing, coverage, beats almost every single Pokemon one-on-one. It's essentially a perfect Pokemon. It was so disgustingly good that for a while, literally the only Pokemon that could counter it was Quagsire. And I'm pretty sure most Anything Goes teams don't really want to run a Quagsire. It also helps that it's been banned from Unite tournaments because it's unsurprisingly way too powerful. Essentially, if you can pick Zacian to be on your team, and you don't, you're basically playing the game on hard mode. Houndstone. Its signature move Last Respects becomes more powerful the more fainted Pokemon are on your team. So if you're playing with a team of 6, and all of your other Pokemon are fainted, the power of this move goes up to 300, which will one-hit KO everything. On top of this, Houndstone has the Sand Rush ability, allowing it to almost always move first in a sandstorm. So you can see why this is one of the absolute most broken sweepers in the game. Fluttermane. It has base 135 stats in both Special Attack and Special Defense, and Speed, with the Ghost Fairy typing. Speaks for itself. Wobbuffet was able to KO any mon if the player guessed correctly. It was also almost impossible to one-shot, so you can see how it will be very annoying to deal with. Annihilape. Banned for a similar reason to Houndstone. This move Rage Fist was able to completely sweep teams, getting stronger and stronger the more you used it. Cyclozar. There's a few reasons why this Pokemon is very annoying to deal with. Its signature move Shed Tail switches in to another Pokemon while giving it a substitute, allowing for probably the safest switch-ins in the game. On top of that, it also has Rapid Spin, U-Turn, Regenerator. It's a lot. Espathra. I see this Pokemon as the special Blaziken. It has Speed Boost, but it also gets stored power, so power it up with a few Calm Minds, and you have something that can be very hard to deal with. Iron Bundle. An insane speed stat of 136, with 124 special attack, the moves Freeze Dry and Hydro Pump, giving it perfect coverage, along with moves like Taunt and Encore. It's basically a Pokemon that's able to outspeed and counter almost anything. Busted, especially compared to its non-future counterpart. Palafin. Imagine a water-type Slaking that didn't have Truant, that had a same-type attack bonus priority move, a same-type attack bonus U-turn, and a same-type attack bonus 120 power move that kills you in one hit. Yeah, that's zero to hero Palafin. Bonkers. And Mega Rayquaza. I think everyone knows why this Pokemon is so broken, but let's go over it again. It is the only Mega Evolved Pokemon that doesn't need a Mega Stone, meaning that you can give it another item like a Life Orb or a Choice Band. Its ability makes it so it doesn't have any of its flying type weaknesses, but it keeps all its flying type resistances. Mega Rayquaza was so broken that it is the reason why the Anything Goes tier became a thing. It may not be as strong in doubles as it is as singles, but either way, still one of the most powerful Pokemon to ever exist. Incineroar. In singles, Incineroar is pretty underwhelming. In doubles though, it was possibly the single most used Pokemon in VGC, and that includes formats with legendaries. A combination of Bulk, Intimidate, Fake Out, and Typing made it just a better version of Scrafty. Again, possibly the most used Pokemon in VGC, Smeargle, extremely used in the Gen 6 VGC meta, able to spam moves like Dark Void, and because it could learn pretty much any move in the game, made it extremely unpredictable. Most of the time. It also gets access to the ability Moody, which, if increased speed, made it one of the most infuriating Pokemon to deal with. Landorus, basically a better Garchomp, one of the best, most used Intimidate users, had a great typing, amazing in any format, it was just a Pokemon that enhanced any team it was on. Talonflame. In Gen 6, Gale Wings was one of the single best abilities in the game. This ability gave priority to flying moves, meaning that Talonflame had priority on moves like Tailwind, allowing the team to move first, and Brave Bird, making Brave Bird the single strongest priority move in the game. This ability was so good that it was of course nerfed, making Talonflame nowhere near as good as it once was. Toxapex. One of the most unfun Pokemon to go against. It was ridiculously bulky, and could keep itself alive with moves like Recover, and the ability Regenerator. It could get rid of stat changes with Haze, and could outlive the opponent with Toxic Stall. So you can imagine how hated this Pokemon was to go against. Among Us. If you've seen any VGC match, chances are you've definitely seen at least one Among Us. It's very defensive, gets access to a move that puts you to sleep that's 100% accurate, has Rage Powder to disrupt the opponent, one of the most polarizing Pokemon to exist in VGC. Goldengo. An amazing typing, in doubles was able to hit both opponents with Make It Rain, it had access to moves like Recover, Nasty Plot, had one of the best abilities with Good as Gold, making it immune to status moves, easily one of the best Gen 9 Pokemon. Dondozo and Tatsugiri. In singles, nothing that special. In doubles though, all of Dondozo's stats basically double. This does make the match a 2v1, but given how bulky and hard Dondozo hits, a lot of the times it doesn't matter. If you weren't prepared for this thing, you are gonna lose your entire team. Kinda crazy when you think about it. Chatots. Not banned from being good, obviously, but banned from official tournaments because you could literally make it say anything. So yeah, pretty obvious why it had to be banned. Fionne. Another Pokemon who obviously isn't very powerful, in fact it's worse than a lot of the really good non-legends in the game, but was still banned from official Pokemon tournaments, even in-game things like the Battle Frontier and Battle Subway, all because Fionne is listed as a mythical Pokemon. Pretty dumb if you ask me. Pelipper. An absolutely terrible Pokemon, no one used in battle, completely useless, until it got the ability Drizzle. At that point, it moved up in all the tiers, even became a popular rain user, a perfect example of a Pokemon going from zero to hero. Serperia. This one suffered for similar reasons to Meganium. An absolutely horrendous move pull, stats that really didn't work well with each other, that is until it got the hidden ability Contrary. This ability reversed the stat changes that Serperia gets, any stat that lowers will increase, and vice versa. So you can imagine Leaf Storm being pretty broken on it. Next, let's take a look at banned cards in the TCG. As someone who's not the most familiar with the TCG, I still found some of these pretty interesting. There are a number of TCG cards that were banned, not because they were overpowered or anything, but because they weren't distributed worldwide. For example, there were multiple football-themed Pokemon cards, known as On The Ball cards, that were only really distributed in the UK, and because of that, were banned from the 2022 World Championships. As for Pokemon cards that were banned because they were too powerful on the other hand, we have Archeops from the Black and White series. Unlike Archeops in the video games, that has one of the worst abilities in the game. TCG Archeops has probably one of the best abilities, where each player can't play Pokemon from their hand to evolve another Pokemon. This basically screwed over decks that relied on evolving, and evolving is pretty important in the TCG. Flabébé from Forbidden Light. As I said, evolving can be very important in the TCG, so much so that there's a rule that you can't evolve your Pokemon on the turn that it's played. However, this Flabébé can. Milotic from the X and Y series. This Pokemon could knock itself out and attach energy from the discard pile to one of your Pokemon. This made for some very overpowered combos with other cards that could give the player such an unfair advantage, the card was eventually banned. Oranguru from the Sun and Moon series was banned, since it had an ability where it could put 3 cards from your discard pile on the bottom of your deck, allowing the player to basically never run out of cards and potentially stall the game out. There were 2 unknown cards that were both banned for having win conditions where the player has to have a certain amount of cards in their hand, or a certain amount of damage counters on their benched Pokemon. There was a Birthday Pikachu card, whose effect only activated if it was your birthday. Having a card that has an effect that only activates on a specific day is a pretty stupid idea. It kind of reminds me of a Yu-Gi-Oh card you could only use if you attended the 2007 World Championships. There was a card called Ancient Mew that was banned because the text on it was unreadable. Probably my favourite banned card is one called Blaine's Quiz Show. The effect is the player will place a card face down and declare an attack the card had. Then if the opponent guessed the card correctly, they would draw 4 cards. If they guessed wrong, the player who played Blaine's Quiz Show would draw 4 cards. However, this could be exploited if you played with someone who didn't speak your language. You can imagine how frustrating this would be at the World Championships, for example. The last thing we're going to go through are different clauses. These are specific rules used in different formats that people play. A lot of these clauses usually banning certain Pokemon. Evasion Clause. Moves that increase your evasion, like Minimize and Double Team, are banned. This made matches a lot more inconsistent and less skillful. There were some exceptions to this rule though, like the ability Sand Veil, or the move Acupressure, that buffs a random stat, one of these possibly being evasion. Item Clause. Players couldn't use more than one of the same item on their team. This allowed for more variety when it came to items, and allowed for more prediction and strategy. If you found out one of your opponent's Pokemon is Sashed, for example, you now know that none of their other Pokemon can be Focus Sashed. Species Clause. You can't use more than one of the same Pokemon with the same National Dex number. So you can't use 2 Weedles on your team, for example. Pretty obvious rule. Yoko Clause. One-hit KO moves, despite having the 30% accuracy, can be very unfair, especially when the accuracy is manipulated. So there's a clause to ban them. Moody Clause. The ability Moody can be very unpredictable and cause the Pokemon to sweep if the player gets really lucky, leading to Pokemon with the Moody ability, like Bidoof, to be banned. Sleep Clause. A player can only have one Pokemon asleep at a time. Sleep is very powerful, so if your opponent is constantly putting your Pokemon to sleep, it can be really rough. Endless Battle Clause. Players can't intentionally prevent their opponent from being able to end the game without forfeiting. For example, an endless battle strategy would be a Slowbro holding a Leperberry to create an endless battle with moves like Recycle, Heal Pulse, Slack Off, and Block. This traps the opponent, it PP stalls, he will struggle damage with Heal Pulse, and has Slack Off to heal itself. Swagger Clause bans the move Swagger. There was a strategy in singles called Swag Play, where a prankster user that got access to the move Swagger, like Leopard or Klefki, used a combination of moves like Swagger, Foul Play, and Thunder Wave. A Pokemon that is both paralyzed and confused has a pretty low chance of moving. The attack boost from Swagger also made confusion damage even higher, as well as making the move Foul Play deal more damage. This was seen as a very luck-based strategy, and pretty unsportsmanlike, so to prevent this, there are some formats where the move Swagger is banned. Freeze Clause. Only one player's Pokemon can be frozen at a time. Now obviously it is much more difficult to freeze a Pokemon than to put it to sleep. However, in games like Pokemon Stadium 1, freezing a Pokemon was much easier. So there was a clause to prevent this, since freeze is, in some ways, even worse than being put to sleep. Event Clause. Event Pokemon and event items are banned. Usually this would never happen, and event Pokemon, if they are already legal, will be allowed. But this is still a clause, since events can be quite rare, especially if someone misses out on them. Self-KO Clause. If a player's last Pokemon uses Self-Destruct or Explosion, they lose the battle. Other moves that involve self-KOing, like Perishong and Destiny Bond, also fail if used by the player's last Pokemon. Recoil Move Clause. If the player's last Pokemon faints due to recoil damage, as long as they faint the opponent's last Pokemon, they still win the battle. The Semi-Invincibility Clause. This clause was exclusive to Gen 1. If a Pokemon gets struck during the semi-invincibility phase of a move like Dig or Fly, the next successful action must be to complete that attack or switch. If the next successful action is anything else, the player who is semi-invincible loses the game. Tradeback Clause. Again, exclusive to Gen 1, and it's a pretty interesting one. If playing a Gen 1 game, the player must use Pokemon that are caught in Gen 1. It's possible to trade Pokemon from Gen 2 back to Gen 1, meaning that Pokemon traded back from Gen 2 could have movesets that you couldn't get in Gen 1, giving some more options for Pokemon. So to keep battles exclusive to Gen 1, you can only use Pokemon that are caught in the Gen 1 games. Sleep Trapping Clause. This was mainly a clause for Gen 2. You can't use moves that put the opponent to sleep, and moves that trap them at the same time, like Sleep Powder, and then using Mean Look for example. However, moves that trap the opponent for a limited time, like Wrap or Fire Spin, are allowed. Meme Pass Clause. Another clause that's exclusive to Gen 2, and a clause that was created 22 years after Gold and Silver was released. This clause prevents the player from having a move that traps, like Mean Look or Spiderweb, and Baton Pass on the same moveset. Moves that trap for a limited time like Fire Spin or Wrap are allowed. Crazy to think that after 22 whole years, rules for specific generations are still being updated. Mega Rayquaza Clause. With this clause, you can still use Rayquaza, you just can't Mega Evolve him. Pretty obvious. And finally, Dynamax Clause. You're not allowed to Dynamax a Pokemon, because let's be real, Dynamaxing is bullshit. And those are some of the most infamous things in Pokemon that at one point have been banned or just outright broken. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I've missed, so be sure to leave it in the comments. And if you did enjoy the video, please do leave a like, as it does help out a lot. Subscribe for more Pokemon videos in the future, and until next time, thank you so much for watching.